Chapter 1, Obstacles That Prevent Rapid Action. Before we dive into and break down the limiting beliefs and thoughts that prevent you from taking action, let's look at the nature of obstacles and what they mean. Obstacles, roadblocks, problems, or challenges, are inevitable, and you can't ignore things stopping you from moving forward. The question is, what will you do about it? A life without obstacles is a life without progress. If you're not growing, you're dying. You are here to solve problems and bust through life's difficulties to elevate yourself to the next best level. You build the foundation for long-term momentum when you do this and take definitive action toward your goals. Necessity drives us to do what we were born to. Find solutions to life's challenges through creativity, perseverance, and resilience. Every question expects an answer, and every doubt requires clarification. The mind, when used correctly, serves precisely this purpose: to overcome the obstacles that present themselves, to transform us into whomever we choose to be. The mind is a creative engine. Every thought formed tends to manifest itself in its corresponding physical experience. Whether you choose to visualize the future you desire and identify with it, or get emotionally involved with the gruesome images on the news, today's internal emotion and focus generate tomorrow's external experience. A goal that doesn't present difficulties to be overcome is not a worthy goal, and a victory without a battle is not an actual win. Do you want to see the other side of success after many years of struggling? Push through the darkness. Do you want to reach your goal? You must face the obstacles that separate you from them. Momentum is built within by doing the things that cause you discomfort. Difficulty creates necessity, forcing you to innovate and evolve into a better version of yourself. Conditions make demands, and demands create action, leading to results. The evolutionary process is constantly at work, building your future from the present moment you live. If you had not encountered obstacles, you would not be as you are now. Every obstacle you overcame yesterday allowed you to become who you are today. Through his experiments on plant parasites, Jacques Locke, a member of the Rockefeller Institute, demonstrated how even the smallest beings adapt to the natural change that life imposes and through which it thrives and spreads. J. Locke planted pots with roses in front of windows. As long as it was alive, the aphids of the plant drew nourishment from its sap. These aphids had no wings, but the rose, purposely left without water, died after a few days. The aphids encountered an obstacle. They'd lost their nourishment. These little creatures then grew temporary wings to fly away toward the window's light. Nature is the perfect example of survival. It will find a way to live, and anything that doesn't find a way becomes extinct. If there are limits to what you think you can achieve, they're created by your mind. But this doesn't mean your limitations are real. Limits are but illusions that we believe to be real. Momentum results from what you think and believe you can achieve. When you push hard to break the barriers of your excuses and the comforts of laziness, you develop a mind and body built to withstand hard times. Momentum is a force that will push you through the toughest of circumstances. The solution to your opposing challenge is revealed when you focus on the goal. Ask yourself, how do I get from here to there? What is blocking me? It's a process of continuous refinement. The challenge with taking action. Now that we understand the nature of transcending obstacles, let's look at the roadblocks preventing you from taking action. Awareness of the psychological mechanisms that usually turn us away from taking action helps to put your goals into practice. To highlight an example, let's think about business meetings.